This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on whether or not Senator Ted Cruz is the most hardball campaigner since Nixon. There are a long list of things that can be said about Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz, many of them darn close to scary, but I have to admit one thing that has become increasingly clear about him: he plays hardball. His strike zone is high and hot towards the head with wickedly sneaky curves. If Marco Rubio is proving himself to be an immature, vacuous, empty suit, Tex Cruz is a take-no-prisoners, win-at-all-cost, knife-in-the-back sucker puncher, the likes of which we may not have seen since Richard Nixon, with campaign tactics reminiscent of George Bush, the first dirty trickster, Lee Atwater. The evidence is overwhelming. In Iowa, there was the well-publicized flyer his campaign put out in the caucuses to his evangelical hordes at the 11th hour, saying that Dr. Ben Carson, another wacko religious zealot, had dropped out of the race, helping pave his way to first place in the caucuses there. In Nevada, on the eve of their caucuses, he had to ask his communications director to walk the plank for him because they were putting out a video that his opponent Rubio was dismissing the Bible in some fashion, once again trying to stoke up his hardcore religious base out there in the desert in the Sodom and Gomorrah wilderness. On his ends justify the means moral compass, he came in third there because he was caught in such an unchristian act. In Florida, which is likely the last stand for Marco Rubio in his winner-take-all home state, where Donald Trump is still leading, although Cruz has virtually no chance at winning a single delegate and registering more than a token showing, he's spending money and time in the run-up, even exploiting his own Cuban and Hispanic heritage for the first time, solely to pull votes away from Rubio and force him out of the race. In a brilliant tactical move, he suddenly opened 10 offices throughout Florida compared to Rubio's 5 to up the ante. Talk about political hardball. No chance to win, helping the front runner Trump to potentially take the huge prize of all the delegates in order to try and reduce the players in the race. This guy specializes in scorched earth tactics. His path to victory is Desolation Row. Remember, friends and neighbors, the original Cruz strategy was to buddy up to Trump in the early stages of the campaign and give him a bye from any harsh treatment. Cruz still has a light glove for Trump, as evidenced once again by his masterful tactics in Florida. Senator Unpopular, who even scares his colleagues in the Senate with his tactics, just to remind you, he tried to shut the entire government down with his quixotic attempt to try and force President Obama to ditch the Affordable Care Act, has shrewdly calculated the only way he can win the nomination is to appear to be a better alternative to an even more frightening buffoon. He figures if the choice is Trump or Cruz, the devil of the deep blue sea, he's got a good shot at being the deep blue sea, whether they like it or not. This is one dangerous dude. He doesn't make the Rubio mistakes. He's a master of throwing the rock and hiding the hand. He's willing to bring down the country, the Republican Party, and about anything else to have a chance to win. Every race for him is win at all costs. Winner take all, the ends justify the means, and every pitch a behind the back of the head beanball. When we have to hope for Mr. I'll negotiate to beat Mr. Crash and Burn, we know we're out of our league and in serious trouble. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.